Introduction. Causes of the War of 1812. Ever since England and the United States went their separate ways in 1783, they felt nothing but mutual hatred for one another. Thus, when the Napoleonic Wars broke out in Europe, neither side needed much of an excuse to fight again in North America. And considering how truly sour their relationship was, it's surprising war did not break out between the two countries earlier than 1812. In Europe, the English Channel and Great Britain's formidable navy prevented Napoleon Bonaparte from invading England. The French fleet lacked the numbers and leadership to confront the English navy, which was the strongest in the world at the time. On the flip side, England could not really invade Europe. Their small population prevented them from mustering an army large enough to challenge Napoleon's. Thus, the English tried to hurt the French economy by putting in place a naval blockade of continental Europe. For the Americans, the British blockade was too effective. That is, the blockade cut off American merchants from European markets, and without access to these lucrative markets, America sank into economic recession. Moreover, the British were confiscating American ships bound for France and seizing their cargoes. Adding insult to injury, the English were impressing American soldiers. If you recall, Britain never acknowledged America's independence. Thus, from a British point of view, anyone sailing for the American Navy was still an English subject and therefore could be pressed into the service of Great Britain. Lastly, the United States suspected the British were actively encouraging natives to attack American settlements along the western frontier. So, with Britain preoccupied with France and Europe, the United States seized the opportunity to exact their revenge and attack British North America.